we face a different challenge. The industries of the future are artificial intelligence, semiconductors, biopharmaceuticals, are highly energy intensive. To meet these growing energy needs and to bring down our carbon emissions at the same time, we will need more clean power. Expanding access to clean energy is therefore a major national imperative. One immediate solution is to import low-carbon electricity from the region. We are making progress on such electricity imports. We've started a pilot with Peninsular Malaysia and expanded the capacity of a power trading initiative with Laos, Thailand, and Malaysia. By 2035, we expect that about one-third of our projected electricity demand can be met through electricity imports. But beyond imports, we also need to have our own domestic sources of clean power to ensure greater energy resilience. Our options are inherently limited because we do not have the natural resources nor the land to meet our needs using hydro, wind, or solar power. We have been closely evaluating the use of low-carbon hydrogen for power generation, but there are inherent challenges in the production, storage, and transportation of hydrogen, which make it hard to scale up in a commercially viable manner. One established low-carbon energy source that is used globally is nuclear power. We had considered the possibility of using nuclear power back in 2010. We assessed then that conventional nuclear technologies were not suitable for Singapore. But we continue to keep a close eye on nuclear energy developments and progressively built capabilities in nuclear safety over the past decade to keep our options open. Since then, we have seen significant advancements in nuclear technologies. One such development is that of small modular reactors, or SMRs, which have better safety features than conventional reactors. Presently, only a few SMRs have been deployed around the world, but many more could become operational by the end of this decade. Interest in nuclear energy is also increasing worldwide. In our region, several countries are planning to include nuclear in their energy mix. Malaysia and Indonesia have also experience in nuclear technologies and have operated research reactors for some time. We will therefore study the potential deployment of nuclear energy in Singapore. We will take further steps to systematically build up our capabilities in this area. We have signed agreements with the US on civil nuclear cooperation. We are also working on similar cooperation with other countries which have capabilities and experience in civilian nuclear power, especially SMRs. Within the government, we will reorganize ourselves to provide greater emphasis on this work. We will need new capabilities to evaluate options and to consider if there is a solution that Singapore that can deploy in a safe and cost-effective way. And these capabilities will also be needed for nuclear safety, which will become more salient given the growing regional interest in nuclear power. Be it electricity imports, hydrogen or nuclear, we will need to make major investments in new infrastructure. And that's why we established the Future Energy Fund last year. I will top up the fund by $5 billion. This will further support our critical undertaking to secure clean power for Singapore.